Will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
我们一同看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
We will read the first 10 verses.
我们要看前面的十节。
I will read it through in English, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先听英文，然后我用中文读一遍。
And you, being dead in your offenses and sins, in which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once had our conversation in the lust of our flesh, doing what the flesh and the thoughts will to do, and were children by nature of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love wherewith he loved us, we too being dead in offenses, has quickened us with the Christ. You are saved by grace and has been raised up together and has made us sit down together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For ye are saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is God's gift. Not on the principle of works, that no one might boast. For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had before prepared that we should walk in them.
以弗所书第二章第一节，你们实在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从近世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在波逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，可他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本福恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显给后来的世代看。你们得救是本福恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And will you please turn to the letter to the Galatians?
我们看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四节跟第五节。
When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son,Come of woman, come under law, that he might redeem those under law, that we might receive sonship.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And will you please turn to the book of Job?
我们再看约伯记。
Chapter 19, verse 25.
约伯记十九章二十五节。
And as for me, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and the last he shall stand upon the earth.
二十五节，我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee because we can meet together in Thy name.
主，为了我们可以在你名下聚集，我们满心感谢你。
We remember Thy promise to us.
我们记得你向我们的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in their midst.
只有两三个人奉我们的聚会，你就与我们同在。
We thank Thee for Thy presence with us.
我们感谢你，你把同在赐给我们。
And in Thy presence is fullness of joy and pleasure forevermore.
因为在你同在里头，我们就充满了喜乐，直到永远。
We do rejoice in Thy presence.
我们在你同在里头，我们满心喜乐。
And we open our hearts to Thee, O Lord.
主，我们把我们的心向你打开。
Do speak to us.
主，你向我们说话。
And transform and conform us to Thy own image.
把我们改变，也把我们磨成你的形象。
We commit this time into Thy own hand.
我们把这时间放在你的手里头。
And trust Thy Holy Spirit.To do His work.
我们相信圣灵要做他的工作。
To the praise of Thy glory.
是要赞美你的荣耀。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们在奉你宝贵的名求。阿门。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It is really nice to see all of you.
能够再看见你们实在是个好的事情。
Thank God for His faithfulness.
我们感谢神的信实
that he has kept us through these times.
而他在这些日子里头还保守了我们
these are difficult times.
这是艰难的日子
and the Lord has brought us through.
但主就带我们将来经过
so with hearts of thankfulness.
我心里头满了感谢
and we meet together this morning.
我们今天早晨就能够将一同来聚集
the burden that the Lord has put in my heart.
主把一个负担放在我的心里
It's very simple.
很简单
Our fourfold relationship with Christ.
我们跟基督有四方面的关系
Now we know life is expressed in relationship.
我们知道生命在实际上能够发表出来的
And life is being judged.By relationship.
那生命的程度之数也跟这个关系来发表的。
As soon as we are born into this world,
当我们降生到这地上来的时候
we find ourselves in relationship.
我们就发觉我们就在一个关系的里面。
We have our father and mother.
我们有我们的父母。
And if it's a big family, we have our brothers and sisters.
如果你的家很大的话，你有很多的兄弟姊妹。
So we grew up.With relationship.
所以我们一直成长的时候就有很多的关系。
And then as we grow up a little bit,
我们再长大一点。
And then we begin to go to school.
然后我们就到学校里头去。
And we have our friends and our schoolmates.
然后我们有我们的同学，有我们的朋友。
And we have our teachers.
然后有老师。
So our relationship began to be broadened.
然后我们的关系就一直扩大了。
And as we grow still more,
然后我们再长大一点
and we graduated from college,
然后我们就毕业了
and we have our own family,
然后我们成了自己的家
and you have the relationship of husband and wife,
然后你就有夫妻的关系
and then you have children,
然后你有孩子了
so you have the relationship of parents and children,
然后你有关系就做父亲跟有儿女的关系
and when you go to society to work,
然后你到这个社会里头你来做工
you have the colleagues and other people,
你有你的同工还有其他的人
so life is full of relationships,
在我们生活里头满了关系
even though we are born as individuals,
当我们个人出生的时候
but you cannot live just independent,Of everything.
你不能独立，只有你一个人在这里。
Because your life is surrounded by relationship.
因为你的生命里头充满了关系。
And you will be judged by your relationship.
那你到底是怎么样的一个人，就根据你的关系来评定的。
If your relationship is good,
如果你跟人家的关系好
you will be considered good.
那人家想，这个人不错。
But if you do not have a good relationship,
但如果跟其他人的关系不好的话
then you will be considered as bad.
人家就想，这个人是糟糕的。
So you find every Everything is based upon relationship.
你就发觉所有的东西都跟关系发生了问题，关系。
Now of course.
那当然了。
We know if you really go into basic.
如果你真的回到最基本的时候。
We find that even before you have any relationship with man.
当你跟人还没有发生任何关系以前。
There is a relationship with God.
你跟神做一个关系。
Because God is our maker.
因为神是创造我们的哪一位？
He is the one who creates us.
他是那个创造我们的主。
So our basic and primary relationship is with God.
我们最基本的、最开始的关系是跟神发生关系。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的。
When we were born into this world,
当我们生在这世上的时候
and when we began to grow up,
当我们慢慢长大了以后
we do not have any relationship with God.
我们就跟神再没有发生关系了
we do not even know if there is God.
我们连神在这里我们都不知道
even though in fact,
实际上说
one day we will be judged,By God.
有一天神要来审判我们
Because he who makes us,
因为
he will judge us.
他把我们做出来他要审判我们
But we were totally ignorant of it.
但是我们对这个完全没有自觉
So our lives seem to be comprised only of earthly relationship.
所以我们在我们生命里头只是充满了地上的关系
And our attention
It's
all upon earthly relationship.
然后我们的注意力只是注意这些地上的关系。
Now even among Christians today,
就是今天基督徒也是一样。
We find that Christian counseling is very, very prevalent.
我们发觉现在最流行的是在基督徒当中的辅导的工作。
We find that how we have counselors.Counseling us about marriage.
我们辅导我们关于我们的婚姻。
Counseling about our other relationships.
那辅导我们很多其他的关系。
But brothers and sisters.
那亲爱弟兄姊妹。
I have a feeling.
我里头有感觉。
And the feeling is simply this.
我的感觉就是这样简单。
Unless our relationship with God is right.
只要我们跟神的关系是对的。
All the other relationships cannot be right.
如果跟神的关系不对，其他的关系不可能是对的。
Our attention should be upon our relationship with God.
我们应该注意我们跟神的关系到底是怎么样。
Instead of focusing on our relationship with man.
我们不要只注意我们跟人的关系到底是怎么样。
To put it another way.
从另一个角度来说。
Our vertical relationship is the base of our horizontal relationship.
我们垂直的关系就成为我们横向关系的根基。
So, I have the burden this time.
这次我里头有一个负担。
To share with you, dear brothers and sisters.
跟我亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同来分享。
Especially on our relationship.With Christ.
我们跟基督的关系是什么样的关系
And we would like to approach it from four directions.
我们从四个不同的角度来看这个关系
The first and basic direction is Redeemer and the Redeemed.
第一个最基本的关系就是救赎主与蒙赎的一般人
And the second relationship is Master and Disciples.
第二关系是主人跟门徒。
And the third relationship is Lord and Bondman.
第三个是主跟奴仆。
And the fourth one is the head and the body.
第四个是头跟身体。
So you can see that our relationship is getting closer and dearer.
你就发觉这关系每一步都是越来越亲密，越来越靠近的。
And if our relationship with God is right,
只要我们跟神的关系是对的，
our horizontal relationship will be adjusted.
我们横向的关系就能够得到调整了。
So this is what we will share together this time.
这次我们就要分享这个题目。
And I do hope that we will all be in prayer.
我们希望弟兄姊妹，我们都在祷告的里面。
That by the grace of God, we will enter into the right relationship with Christ.
我们能够进到跟基督正常的关系的里面去。
God is our maker.
神是那位创造我们的神。
So our basic relationship should be with God.
所以我们最基本的关系应该是跟神发生关系。
But unfortunately, we find that we did not know him.
很可惜的，我们不认识他。
But this is because our forefather had sinned.
因为我们的先祖都犯了罪。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you are familiar with the story.
我想弟兄姊妹对这个故事你们很熟了。
How our forefather Adam and Eve.
我们的先祖亚当夏娃。
They were put in the Garden of Eden.
他们在伊甸园的里头。
Which is a garden of pleasure.
那是快乐的园子。
And God planted all kinds of trees in the garden.
神把所有的树都种在园子里面。
And you have all these fruit trees.
都是果子，有果子的树。
These should be the food for our body.
那都是为着我们身体有的果子。
You know how God loves us.
你看神多爱我们。
He not only gave us a physical body.
他不单把这个身体，肉身的身体给我们。
But he has also provided for the need of this physical body.
那为我们肉身，他也预备了各样供应我们的需要。
And in the midst of the tree, there is the tree of life.
在这个树里头当中有生命树。
Now this tree of life represents God's own life.
那个生命树预表了神唯一的生命。
Even though we are created in His image,
虽然我们是照着他的形象做的。
We have all the possibility of receiving Him as our life.
我们都有很多机会来接受他做我们的生命。
But we did not have His own life yet.
但我们还没有他自己的生命。
But it is His intention that we should have.His life.
但是神的心意要我们得到他的生命。
Even though we are created as man,
虽然我们是被创造成为人。
But his purpose for us is to be his children.
但他的心意要我们做他的儿女。
Born of the Spirit.
从圣灵生的。
Having his own life in us.
有他的生命在我们的里头。
That we may arrive at the ultimate purpose of God.
我们就能够到神最永远最终极的旨意。
So we may say the tree of life.Is the fruit of our spirit.
所以我们说生命树的果子就是我们灵里头的果子。
God wants every one of us to be spiritual.
我们希望神希望每一个人我们都是属灵的。
Because he is spirit.
因为他是个灵。
That we may have fellowship with him.
然后我们就能够跟他交通。
And be like him.
能够像他。
Now that is the purpose of God for us.
其实神向我们所定的旨意。
How glorious, how noble is that purpose.
能何等荣耀何等尊贵的一个旨意。
But by the side of the tree of life.
就是跟生命树的那个标记。
There is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树旁边另外有一个是别先恶树的果子。
Now some people say, this is a bad tree.
很多人说这是个坏的树。
But actually, it is not a bad tree.
实际上说起来这不是个坏的树。
It is a good tree.
这是好的树。
And it is a better tree than the fruit trees.
那它不是一个坏果子的树。
It is better than the fruit trees.
它是比其他的有果子的树都要好。
Because the fruit trees are the food of our body.
因为其他结果的树都是为了我们的身体。
But this tree of knowledge of good and evil is the fruit of our soul.
因为但是这个分别善恶树的果子是为了我们的魂的。
So it is a higher tree.
这是一个比较高等次的树。
But comparing with the tree of life,
但是跟生命树来比起来呢？
We find that if you develop into good and evil without having the life of God, it condemns you.
但是如果你只把那个分别善恶建立起来，没有生命树的果子的话，那个就要审判你。
If you know what is good and you cannot do it.
因为你知道什么是好坏，你做不来。
If you know what is evil and yet you do it.
那你知道什么是坏的，你就去做了。
So you find you will be condemned by it.
然后这个果子就要来审判你了。
So you need to have life.
所以你需要有生命。
And then you are able to do what is good.And resist what is evil.
那你要做什么是好的，然后拒绝一切不好的。
So you find God put these trees before man.
所以神就把这两棵树放在人的跟前。
For man to choose.
让人去选。
Now why is it so?
为什么要这样？
Because God created man according to his image.
因为神是照着他的形象做的。
He is the supreme free will.
他是那个绝对自由的意志。
So he created man with a free will.
他把人做起来，让人也有自由的意志。
Now what is free will if there is no choice?
如果没有选择，你谈什么自由的意志呢？
So God put before man a choice.
所以神就把选择放在人的跟前。
How do you want to live your life?
你的生命，你生活要怎么活呢？
You want to live your life by the life of God?
你要你活是根据神的生命呢？
That will be a dependent life.
那是一个依靠的生命。
But that will be the life that will grow into glory.
这个生命就把我们带到荣耀里头去。
Or you want to live by yourself.
但还是你要靠你自己而活呢？
Improve yourself.
那增进你的自己。
Increase your own knowledge.
增加你的知识。
Be your own God.
你自己做神。
Live an independent life.
你要过一个独立的生活。
Now, if you want to do that,
如果你要将来做的话，
you're able to do that.
你有能力做的。
But the choice will bring you to death.
但这个就把你带到死亡里头去。
Unfortunately,
很可惜的。
Our forefather made the wrong choice.
我们的祖先做了错的选择。
They rejected God as their life.
他拒绝了神来做他们的生命。
They want to develop their soul life.
他要建立他自己魂的生命。
They want to be independent of God.
他要向神独立。
They want to be God themselves.
他要自己来做神。
So they fell into sin.
所以他就从罪里头失落了。
And brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹，
all who come out of Adam inherit the life of Adam.
从亚当生的就承受了亚当的生命。
So when we were born,
所以当我们出生的时候，
Our spirit was dead to God.
我们向神的灵是死的。
We do not know there is God.
我们不知道那里有一位神。
And we are all limited to the earth.
我们就在活在这地上。
So you find Ephesians chapter 2.
所以在以弗所书第二章哪里？
You know Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 through verse 3.
从 第二章从第一节到第三节，
It tells us of our past.
这把我们过去来给我们说明。
Whatever life you may have lived in the past,
你在过去你所有的生活，
before you are saved,
在你还没有得救以前，
whether from the viewpoint of man is good or bad,
不管从人的眼看起来是好还是坏，
before the sight of God, this was how you lived.
在神的眼里头，一节到三节就是你生活的情形。
So here he said, and you being dead in your offenses and sin.
这里说你们实在过犯罪恶之中。
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们还没有信主耶稣以前，
we were dead.
我们是死的。
In sins and offenses and sin.
实在过犯罪恶之中。
We offended God.
我们得罪了我们的神。
And we committed sin against God.
我们在神面前是一个犯罪的人。
As the Bible says,
好像圣经说的，
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
God wants us to have his glory.
神要得到这个荣耀。
But instead of glory, we enter into shame.
但是我们不进到荣耀里头，我们进到羞耻里面去。
Now, how do we live in this world?
我们在这世界怎么活呢？
How do we walk?
我们怎么行事呢？
He says, in which you once walked according to the age of this world.
你们行事为人，随从近世的风俗。
Now,The word age here,
这里所说的近世，
it means the current of this world.
这些世界里头那些的潮流。
In other words, the world has its current.
这个世界有它的潮流的。
We will call it fashion.
我们叫节奏叫时尚。
No, whenever Paris has a new fashion.
当这个巴黎有新的时尚出来了，
The whole world will follow it.
那全世界就跟着它跑了。
We all want to be fashionable.
那现在我们都希望是潮流，跟着潮流的人。
So you find this is the way we were living.
这是我们活在这地上的情形。
But unknowingly,
但我们实在不知道
behind the fashion of this world,
在这个世界最时尚的背后
there is an evil force,
有一个邪恶的力量
according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
那是顺服空中掌权权的首领，就是现今在伯尼之子心中运行的邪灵。
Because the world is organized by Satan, the adversary of God, to oppose God.
因为这个世界是仇敌魔鬼在这里管理，要来反对神的。
So when we are following the world,
所以只要我们跟随这个世界的时候
，unknowingly we were under the tyranny.Of Satan.
我们就不知不觉地坐在撒旦权柄的底下了。
Because he is at the back of the world.
因为他就是这个世界背后的力量。
But for ourselves.
但就我们自己来说。
We think that we are just living according to our flesh.
然后我们只是照着我们肉体而生活。
What the flesh wants or what we thought we, our mind, our thinking wants.
那照着我们身体的需要，照着我们所想的，我们就去做了。
But actually, we were children of wrath.
那我们就变成可怒之子。
So that was our former situation.
就是我们还没有信主以前我们的情形。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
sometimes we do not realize from what depths God has delivered us.
我们不知道神从那么深里头把我们拔出来。
Out of the depths,He has raised us up to heaven.
我们从那么低的地方，神把我们提到天上去。
So from verse 4 onward to 10,
所以从第四节到第十节
we find what God has done.
我们就看见神做了什么事情。
He said, but God, being rich in mercy,
这神具有丰富的怜悯
He has mercy upon us.
他向我们有怜悯。
Our God is a merciful God.
我们神是一个有怜悯的神。
Because of his great love wherewith he has loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he loves us with great love.
他是用大爱来爱我们。
Even if we have resisted him.
虽然我们拒绝他。
We have offended him.
我们反对他。
And we became his enemies.
我们得罪他成为他的仇敌。
But he still loves us.
他还是爱我们。
He wanted to redeem us.
他要把我们赎过来。
So he delivered us out of death.
他把我们从死里面拯救出来。
And with Christ, he raised us up out of death.
然后与基督一同从死里面活过来。
And he made us seated with Christ in the heavens.
然后与基督一同坐在天上。
Now that is the fullness of our redemption.
这是我们救赎里头的丰满。
But how did God do it?
但主神怎么做呢?
We were lost in sin and transgressions.
我们失落在那个罪在犯罪的里面。
We have lost our soul.
我们失去了我们的魂。
We have no hope, no God.
我们在这里没有盼望没有指望没有神。
No future.
没有将来。
But God in his mercy.
但神有他的怜悯。
In his great love, he made A provision for us.
因着他向我们的大爱，他们都预备好了。
Can God say, "Well, I have pity upon you"?
神可以这样说，我对你是满了同情。
Okay, I forget everything.
好了，我什么都不算了。
You are right now.
那现在你什么都搞定了。
Now can God do that?
神能不能做这样的事
？This will be deny His own nature.
那这样就把他的本性反过来了，
Because、
反对了。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是那位公义的神
He cannot do anything unrighteous.
他不能做任何不义的事
He had to judge.
他一定要审判
How did he save us?
他怎么救我们的
He cannot send an angel to come to save us.
他不可以差遣个天使来救我们
Because the angel is a different species.
因为天使是另外一个族类
AndHe cannot find anyone on the earth that are able to redeem us.
他在地上找不到任何一样东西能够来救赎我们。
Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为我们众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is only one way that he can save us.
只有一个方法，他能来救我们。
He has to save us through man.
他是从人经过人来救我们。
God cannot say, "I forgive you." That's it.
他神不能说我什么都忘记就解决了。
That would be denying himself.
结会是跟他自己是反对的。
And God cannot even use a higher species angel to save us.
神也不能用一个高一点的族类，就好像天使来救我们。
Because they are different.
因为他们是不同的。
Now, how did God save man?
神怎么来救人呢？
The only way is for man.To be our kinsman redeemer.
只有人才是那个真正能成就我们的救赎主。
We need another one who is near to us.
我们需要一个我们最近的近亲来救我们。
Who is one of us?
他就在我的跟我一样的，在我们当中的。
And that is the only one that will be able to be our redeemer.
只有这一位才能做我们的救赎主。
But so far as we are concerned,
就照我们自己来说
as Psalm tells us,
好像诗篇告诉我们
the price of redeeming a soul is so high that no one can pay it.
救我们的灵魂的价值极其贵重，谁能付得起呢？
You cannot pay the price yourself.
你自己付不起这个赎价。
That's why all religions are.
这就是信天宗教的来源。
Men are conscious of their sin.
那人的良心知道人在罪里头。
So they will try to do something good.
所以他要做些好事。
That's religion, origin of religion.
其实一切宗教的基本的来源。
But all the works, all the good works that we have done.
所有你做的好事。
As the Bible says.
在神的圣经这样说。
They are as filthy rags.
其实都是肮脏的衣服
They cannot cover your nakedness.
那不能够把你的羞耻揭盖起来的
You remember what Adam and Eve did?
你还记得亚当夏娃做什么事情吗
After they sinned against God,
当他们犯罪得罪神的时候
they discovered they were naked.
他要把他们的羞耻揭盖起来
So what did they do?
他还做什么
They used these fig tree leaves.To sew an apron to cover them.
他用无花果树的叶子做了一个裙子，把他们羞耻揭盖起来。
But unfortunately, the weather changed.
很不幸的天气变了。
And the wind blew in.
那天就起了凉风。
And these fig trees cannot cover your nakedness.
那你这个无花果树的叶子就不能把你的羞耻揭盖起来了。
So this is what all religions are.
接受是一切宗教的情形。
No one can deliver us.
没有人能够拯救我们。
We need a kinsman redeemer.
我们要一个王一样的来拯救我们。
You know, in the Bible, it tells us.
在圣经告诉我们。
Suppose a man became poor. A man became poor.
当一个人变成穷的时候。
And he had to sell all his property.
他要把他所有的东西都要卖掉。
And even to sell himself to be a slave.
连他自己都要把自己卖掉，变成一个奴仆。
Now, the Bible tells us.
那圣经告诉我们。
In Leviticus 25, verse 25.
Leviticus, 在利未记二十五章那里说。
Verse 25.
二十五章二十五节
He said if a man got so poor
如果一个人是很穷了
Then the nearest of his kinsmen has the right to redeem him
他的近亲就有这个权利来赎他
Can redeem him out of his debt
从死里头把他赎出来
So here you find this is what God is doing
其实是神在这里所做的事情
We are under debt.
我们都在死里头
We have sold, as it were, to our, sold ourselves.
我们把自己都卖了
Now, one day as I was reading Isaiah chapter 50
我们读到以赛亚书那个五十章的时候
In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 1
五十章第一节
God is asking a question.
神在这里问了一个问题。
Thus says Jehovah, Where is the bill of your mother's divorce? whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, through your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away.
第一节说，耶和华如此说，我绣你们的母亲绣数在哪里呢？我叫你们卖给我哪一个债主呢？你们被卖是因为你们的罪孽，你们的母亲被绣是因你们的过犯。
So here you find the reason why we have been sold.
耶稣告诉我们说，为什么会被卖呢？
It is not that God has sold us.
不是神把我们出卖了。
It is our own sin that has sold us
to
our creditors.
是我们的罪把我们卖给我们的债主了。
Now who is our creditor?
那我们的债主是谁呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about that?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
Probably you will say our creditor. Well, is it Satan?
我们的债主那是不是撒旦呢？
No.
不。
Who is our creditor?
我们的债主到底是谁？
God himself.
神自己。
He is our creditor.
他是我们的债主。
Because we have sinned against him.
因为我们犯罪得罪了他。
Against his righteousness.
是犯罪了他的公义。
Against his holiness.
犯罪了他的圣洁。
So when we sell ourselves to sin, we in a sense,We offend God.
当我们把自己卖给罪的时候，我们是得罪了我们的神。
But our creditor God himself becomes our kinsman redeemer.
但我们的债主神就成为一个能够拯救我们的最近的亲属。
Now isn't it wonderful?
这不是很奇妙的事吗？
We have sinned against him.
我们犯罪得罪他。
And he in turn came and paid all the debt for us.
然后他来替我们付了一切的罪，一切的债。
And he is willing to send his beloved son into this world.
他把他的爱子差到地上来。
To become a man.
来成为人。
So this is the reason for incarnation.
这就是他来道成肉身的原因。
Why should the son of God, beloved son of God,
为什么神的儿子来成为人呢？
Because he wants to be our kinsman redeemer.
要成为我们既近的亲属，我们的救赎主。
May I put it another way?
我可以从另外角度来说。
For his great love towards us.
照着他向我们的大爱来说。
God condescends himself.
神把他自己拆下来，要降下来。
He lowers himself, as it were.
他把他自己一直降下来。
From the position of God.
从他是神降下来。
To the position of a man.
成为人的样子。
Now that's incarnation.
这就是道成肉身。
That's the love of God.
这是神的爱。
So when Christ came into this world.
所以当基督到世上来的时候。
He became a perfect man.
他成为一个完全的人。
He has a human nature.
他有人的性情。
He has a human soul.
他有人的魂在他里面。
As well as a human body.
有人的身体。
He is a perfect man.
他是个完全的人。
Even though he is also a perfect God.
当然他也是个完全的神。
You know, in the Bible, it tells us.
在圣经这样告诉我们。
He who is equal with God.
他与神同等的。
And this is not something to be grasped at.
这不是强夺的。
He emptied himself.
他反倒虚己。
He emptied all his glory and honor and position.
他把他的地位、他的荣耀什么都倒空了。
Of course, he cannot empty of his deity.
当然他的神性他不能够倒出来。
Because that is what he is.
因为他这就是他。
But even though he has this nature of God in him.
就因为他有就是他有神的性情在他里面。
But when he was upon this earth.
但是当他走在这地上的时候。
He took up the form of a slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And the word form in Philippians chapter 2 means image.
那个在腓立比书第二章那个形象就是你的样子。
That means his nature, his character.
就是他的本性，他的性格。
He takes the character of a bond slave.
他取了做奴仆的一个性情，性格。
He becomes a man.
他是成为人。
Obedient to his father.
顺服他的父亲。
Even unto death.And the death of the Christ.
一字一时且死在十字架上。
So this is the way of salvation.
这就是救赎的方法。
God sent his own son to become the son of man.
神把他儿子拆下来成为人子。
And a perfect man is able to pay the cost, the death for all mankind.
这个完全的人就能够为人类付了那个大的赎价。
This is Kinsman Redeemer.
这是我们至今亲属的救赎主。
You know, in the Bible, there is a book called Ruth.
你知道在圣经里有一本书叫做路德记。
And this book, Ruth, tells us what Kinsman Redeemer really is.
那这本书就告诉我们说至今亲属怎么来做救赎主。
And you remember the story, it's a beautiful story.
这是一个很美丽的故事。
An Israelite, Elimelech, and his family, they moved from the promised land to Moab.
然后一个人，以色列人叫以利米勒，从以色列地就搬到摩亚地去。
Actually, he was a Levite.
那实在说起来，他是个利未人。
Living in Judah.
他住在犹大。
He and his family moved to Moab because they tried to avoid the famine.
因为他搬到摩亚地区，因为他要逃避那地方的饥荒。
They should stay in the promised land.
他应该留在应许之地的。
They should repent of their sins.
他应该向他的罪悔改。
And the famine will be over.
然后那个饥荒就会过去了。
But instead of this.
但是他不留在哪里
They fled to Moab.
他逃到摩亚地去
And you find the hand of God was upon the family.
然后就看见神的手就在他的家里头
Elimelech died.
那伊利米勒他就死了
His two sons died.
他的两个儿子也死了
And just left Naomi and the two Moabitish women.
那剩下拿俄米还有两个摩亚的女子
Daughters-in-law.
就是他的食父。
And then she heard that there was food in Israel.
然后他听见在以色列又有可吃的了。
So she wanted to go back.
所以他要回家。
And how Ruth stick with her mother-in-law.
然后我们就看见那个路德怎么念着他的婆婆。
他 said, Your God is my God. Your people.Is my people.
说你的神就是我的神，你的名就是我的名。
So she went back with Naomi.
所以她就跟拿俄米回去了。
And how she was faithful to her mother-in-law.
那对她的婆婆，她怎么尽忠
？But they had lost their property.
但是她什么都没有了。
They need a kinsman redeemer.
她一个最近的亲属来赎她。
And thank God.There was a man called Boaz.
而感谢神，有一个人叫做波亚斯，他来了。
That name means in him is strength.
那意思说，在他里头满了力量，满了能力。
He was a wealthy man.
他一个很富有的人。
He had many fields.
他有很多的田地。
And by chance, Ruth went to one of his fields to win the leftover.
那就是很巧的路德就到他其中一块田里头来结那个麦穗。
And how finally this man Boaz became the kinsman redeemer.
那最后波亚斯怎么作为他最近的亲属来赎了他
？He will not only redeem all the properties lost.
他不单把他所失去的产业赎回来
，but he will also redeem Ruth.To be his wife.
那还把路德赎出来成为他的妻子。
It's a beautiful story.
这是很美丽的故事。
Only four chapters in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头只有四章的圣经。
Now, if you have never read it, read it.
如果你从来没有把这故事读过。
But the principle is wonderful.
但是那个原则是太美丽了，太奇妙了。
Represents the kinsman redeemer.
伯亚斯在这里预表我们至敬的亲属。
How he is willing to redeem not only the lost property, but even the lost person.
不但要把失去的产业赎回来，把那个失落的人也把他赎回来。
Because a Moabite could not enter into the congregation of Israel, even to the tenth generation.
因为摩亚人不能够进神的殿，这是十代以后都不能进去的。
But now she was received into the commonwealth.
但现在她能够进到以色列的家里头去。
And even Christ came out of her.
而且基督就从她的家里头出来。
So you find the kinsman redeemer is a great truth.In the Bible.
你就知道至今的亲属那个救赎在圣经里头是一个非常重要的真理。
He, the kinsman redeemer, not only redeemed us from our sin.
那个至今的亲属不单把我们罪里头赎出来。
Not only gave us life.
不但把生命给我们。
But you find it goes further and further than that.
然后一直一直往前去。
It redeems even our lost inheritance.
把我们应该的产业都赎过来。
You know, in God's mind,
你知道在神的心里头
when he created man,
他把人做了以后
not only he want man to have his own life,
不但要人得到神的生命
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在里头成为荣耀的盼望。
He wants us to have his life.
他要把生命给我们。
He wants to share his glory with us.
他要跟我要我们跟他一同分享他的荣耀。
He wants us to be transformed and conformed to the image of his beloved son.
他要把我们改变磨成神儿子的形象。
He redeemed us that we may receive sonship.
他要把我们赎过来叫我们得到儿子的名分。
Sonship means placing of son.
那个儿子的名分就是得到儿子那个地位。
When God placed everything under the feet of his beloved son Christ,
当神把一切都放在他儿子脚下的时候
we will be co-heirs with Christ.
我们就与基督同的这个基业。
We will share in his glory.
我们就能够分享神儿子的荣耀。
Now that is redemption.
其实就是救赎。
Redemption not only affects our spirit,
救赎不单是 对着我们的灵
that we may be like Christ.
然后我们就像基督
Redemption also affects our soul.
那救赎也像着我们的魂
Redeem our soul.
拯救我们的魂
Transform our soul.
改变我们的魂
To be like him.
能够像他
And even redeem our body.
然后把我们身体也改变就救赎过来
like Romans chapter 8 says.
在罗马第八章这样说
that our body will be changed into incorruptible body.
我们身体就变成了不朽坏的身体
and not only that,
不单是这样
but we will be glorified with Christ.
我们就与基督同的荣耀
all the lost inheritance will be regained.
所有我们失去的产业我们都得回来了
all that Christ has is ours.
所有基督所有的我们都一同能够分享
Christ becomes our inheritance.
基督成为我们的产业。
And we become his inheritance.
我们也成为基督的产业。
That is redemption.
其实就是救赎。
So redemption includes everything.
所以救赎是包括了一切的。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He has done it.
他成就了一切了。
So brothers and sisters,
那亲爱弟兄姊妹。
The first basic relationship with Christ.
第一个跟基督最基本的关系
that he is our kinsman redeemer.
他是我们至近的亲属救赎主
Now, having Christ as our kinsman redeemer,
基督成为我们最亲近的救赎主
What should be our response?
我们怎么回应呢
？If You are drowning.
如果你要快淹死了
And someone came and rescued you.
有人来把你救上来
What will be your response to your rescuer?
那你对那个救你的人你怎么回应他
Of course.
那当然哦
There will be things in your heart.
你里头满了感激。
Because you owe your life.
因为你欠了他一条命。
Christ is our kinsman redeemer.
基督是我们最亲属的救赎主。
Now what should be our response to him?
我们向他，我们该怎么样回应呢？
That's what you find in Romans chapter 12.
这是罗马书二章告诉我们的。
We know that Romans is a book that gave us a panorama picture of God's redemption.
罗马就把神整个救赎的计划给我们一个全盘的看见。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11.
从第一章到十一章。
We see how we were deep in sins and transgressions.
我们怎么在深深的罪恶跟过犯当中？
And how he came as our kinsman redeemer.
然后他怎么来做了我们至亲的亲属，我们的救赎主？
How he shed his blood for us.
他为我们流了他的宝血。
And by his blood, our sins are all forgiven.
然后印着他的血，我们罪过犯得以赦免。
And we are justified before God.
我们在神面前得称为义。
We can stand before God.
我们能够站在神的面前。
And more than that.
不但这样，
How we were under the power of sin.
我们过去怎么在罪的权势的底下？
And how he delivered us even from the power of sin.
他就把我们从罪恶的权势里头救拔出来。
That we may live a holy life.
我们过圣洁的生活。
And not only that.
不但是这样，
But how he will glorify us.
他要我们得到荣耀，
To be like him.
能够像他。
And among all the nations.
然后在所有万民当中，
How his Love and grace has extended to us.
他的爱，他的恩典怎么临到了我们？
We are being elected by him.
我们被他所拣选。
And all these mercies of God that has showered upon us.
神这一切的怜悯就好像大雨一样临到我们。
Now,
现在，
in Romans chapter 12,
罗马十二章，
Here you find the Apostle Paul said,
我们看见保罗，使徒保罗在这里说，
Now,I beseech you.
弟兄们，我劝你们。
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
把你身体献上当作活祭。
Holy.
是圣洁的。
Acceptable to God.
是神所喜悦的。
And this is your reasonable worship and service.
你们将侍奉将敬拜是理所当然的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
when we realize that Christ Jesus is our kinsman redeemer,
当我们知道基督是我们那个至近的救赎主，
our reaction is only one.
我们的回应只有一个。
The love of Christ has constrained us.
主的爱激励了我们。
That we live no longer For ourselves.
我们就不再为自己而活。
We live for him.
我们为他而活。
Who died for us.
他为我们死。
Who loved us so much.
他爱我们到极点。
So the first reaction of a Christian.
所以基督徒第一个的反应。
Our first reaction to our kinsman redeemer.
我们对人家最亲近的救赎主。
Is to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
把我们身体献上当作活祭。
Now why bodies?
为什么要身体呢？
Because we live through our bodies.
因为我们活在我们身体的里面。
So it actually means our whole being.
简单的说，这是我们全人。
Our whole being must be given up to Christ.
我们全人都要来献上给基督。
As a living sacrifice.
一个活的祭物。
Now,We know a sacrifice usually is dead.
你知道一个祭物一般都是死的。
When the Israelites receive grace and favor from God,
当以色列人接到神的恩典、神的信实的时候，
they want to express their gratitude.
他要向神感恩。
So they will go to their flock.Or to their herd.
所以他到他牛这个牛群羊群里头。
They will take a lamb or take a cattle.
所以他找了一个羊，找了一个牛。
And will lead it to the temple.
然后带到殿里面去。
And tied it to the altar.
然后他绑在祭坛那里。
That means they want to give this to God as a thanksgiving.
所以他要献给神说，这是他们感恩的表现。
So the priest will come and slaughter it.
所以那个祭司就来把那个牛羊杀了。
And then put the whole thing on the altar.
然后把整个就放在祭坛上。
And let the fire burn it until it is reduced to ashes.
然后一直让火烧变成灰。
Now that was in the Old Testament time.
这是旧约的时候的图画。
But in the New Testament time,
在新约的时候
we are no longer in type.
我们是不需要做这样的事情了。
We are in antitype.
我们是 antitype, 是是另外一个。
The reality.
这是那个实际了。
So,
不是隐而了。
It is not that out of our property we give something to God.
不是从我们的产业里头选什么来献给神了。
God said, I want you.
神说我要你
so we give ourselves to God.
我们就把自己来献给神
But it is a living sacrifice.
但这是活的祭物
It lives every day as a sacrifice.
每天你活着就是一个祭物
That is to say, you live every day for God.
就是你每天为神而活
We do not live for ourselves any longer.
你不再为自己而活了。
We live for him.
为他而活。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
And we live for him.
我们为他而活。
Now that is consecration.
这就是奉献。
You know, brothers and sisters.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？
You know, we do not have a real understanding of what consecration is.
我们常对奉献我们实在不理解。
Now I often tell my own story.
我常说到我自己这个老故事。
When I was saved, when I was 15.
当我得救那年我15岁。
I have sought the Lord for a whole year.
我寻求主一整年了。
Somehow it evaded me.
有一天就得到我。
But one day, thank God, he opened my eyes.
有一天神开我的眼睛。
And I got saved.
然后我得救了。
I was full of gratitude.
我里头充满了感恩。
And usually, in the old days.
在我那个过去的老日子里头。
When you have a revival meeting or something.
有什么福兴会啦之类的聚会。
The last day will be the day of consecration.
最后一天就是奉献日。
But consecration at that time.
在那个时候的奉献
means you consecrate your life to be a preacher.
那你把自己奉献来做个传道人。
And if you are a woman, you consecrate yourself as a Bible woman.
如果你要是一个姊妹的话，你就好像一个圣经里头的姊妹。
The consecration means serving God.
那奉献的意思就是你来服侍神。
And not living for God.
不是为神而活。
So only those who will be preachers.They need to consecrate themselves.
所以只有那些传道人他才是要奉献的。
If you're not a preacher, you don't need to consecrate.
你不是传道人你就不需要奉献。
That was when I was young.
那是我年轻的时候。
And a big map of China was hanging on the wall.
一个中国的大地图就挂在墙上。
And the preacher was saying, now the Lord has saved you.
那个传道人说神已经救了你了。
Consecrate yourself to be a preacher.
把你自己奉献作为传道人吧。
You can choose where do you want to go and serve.
你要选择在哪里侍奉，你就自己来选。
You come to the platform.
你到讲台上来。
Point your fingers to the place in the map.
你在地图上哪个地方你要去服侍的，你就指着它。
And there you will go.
然后你就去。
Now think of that.
你想想看。
I was a young man of 15 years old.
那时候我15岁。
Just got saved.
刚得救。
I told myself,
我跟自己说
I love the Lord.
我爱我的神
I must go to the furthest place, most difficult place to serve God.
我要到最远最难的地方来服侍神
So I marched to the platform.
我是冲到讲台上去
Put my finger on Mongolia.
我把手指就指到蒙古去了
That's where I wanted to go.
这要我去的地方
And to me it was real.
对我来说这是认真的
I was at that time in mySenior year in high school.
那时候我刚念高中。
That whole year I prepared myself to go to Mongol.
整年我花精神来准备怎么到蒙古去。
I didn't want to go to college.
我就不要念大学了。
It was a waste of 4 years.
我说别浪费我四年的时间。
I chose my Bible school.
我要选一个圣经学校。
I prepared myself to go to Mongolia.
我要把自己准备好，我要到蒙古。
But God has His plan.
但神有他的计划。
I've never been to Mongolia.
我从来没有去过蒙古。
Brothers and sisters, there's a misunderstanding of consecration.
其实我们对奉献的误解。
Consecration doesn't mean you be a preacher or Bible woman.
那你把自己奉献不是一个做传道人做神的侍女。
Consecration means you live your life for God.
奉献的意思就是说你为神而活。
Let Christ be your life.
让基督做你的生命。
Let Christ control your life.
让基督来管理你的生活。
Let Christ direct your life.
让基督来指导你的生活。
You no longer live for yourself.
你不再为自己而活。
Because he has redeemed you.
因为他把你赎出来了。
You are his.
你是属于他的。
And you want to live for him.
你要为他而活。
Let his will be done in your life.
让他的旨意在你生命中得到成就。
His will is the best.
他的旨意最好。
Live daily for him.
每天为主而活。
That is daily you obey him.
就是每天你来顺服他。
You do the will of God.
你遵行神的旨意。
Instead of doing your own will.
那不是照你旨意来做事情。
That is consecration.
那就是奉献。
That is our daily life.
就是我们每天的生活。
That is the life of every Christian.
就是每个基督徒应该有的生活。
No Christian should live for himself or herself.
没有一个基督徒应该为自己而活的，因为你是被重价买回来的，所以这用你的身体来荣耀神。
So that will be our first basic relationship.
这是我们第一个最基本的关系。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
is your relationship right?
你跟神的关系对吗？
He has redeemed you.
他救赎了你。
He has paid a great price for you.
为你付了极大的代价。
For whom are you living today?
今天你为谁而活呢？
For yourself?
为你自己吗？
For your family?
为你家庭吗？
For what?
为什么？
Or for God?
还是你为神而
活？ So may the Lord speak.我们
愿意神向每一个人说话。
That our relationship with Christ,
我们跟基督的关系
will be basically correct.
能够在最基本的地方调整过来。
Now, if our relationship with Christ is correct,
如果我们基督的关系是正确的，
you don't need to worry about your relationship with other people.
你就不用担心你跟其他人的关系到底搞得怎么样。
Because he will regulate you.
因为他就会来指正你。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
We are sharing on the most basic of our Christian life.
我们把基督徒生命头最基本的已经讲了。
We pray, Lord, that Thou will correct each and every one of us.
我希望主你的旨意把我们每个人都能够校正。
That none of us who has been redeemed by you,
每一个蒙你救赎的人
will still live for herself or for himself.
没有一个人是为他自己而活的。
Lord, thy love has constrained us.
主啊，你的爱已经激励了我们。
We cannot live for ourselves.
我们不能再为自己而活。
We want to live for you.
我们要为你而活。
Hear our cry.
听我们的呼求。
In thy precious name.
靠主耶稣宝贵的名。
阿门。
阿门。